Hi, my name is Tiana, and you're listening to The Perspective, a mini podcast for the students about the students. And today we have Miss
Karen Morris, also known as DJ Hello Karen.
And I'm sure you guys recognize her just by her voice already. But Karen, would you like to tell us who you are?
Sure. I am, like I said, I'm DJ Hello Karen. I am a DJ on The Alternation, our student station here at Gulf Coast. I host the Good Morning Commodores radio show along with the Hello Karen morning show. And then I co-host with you, T, a happy hour with Hello Karen and T.
Very busy lady.
Yes.
So, Karen, why do you attend Gulf Coast?
Why do I attend Gulf Coast? That is a very good question, and I have several answers. One, I wanted a better life. I wanted to be able to give my children a better life, and I knew that going to college was, you know, a sure way to do that.
Yeah.
And I've always had, like, this burning desire inside of me to be a DJ. So I just...
A DJ?
Yes. Ever since I was a little girl. And so when the pandemic hit, I was like, you know, I'm sitting here at the house. I could be doing something with my time, like getting a degree. So I signed up, and the rest is history, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't really hear DJ as a career option from people a lot. But if your younger self could see what you're doing now, would she be happy? Is this something she also wanted to do?
Yes. I believe that my younger self would be ecstatic. I've wanted to be a DJ ever since, since I was about 12.
12?
Yeah, listening to Island 106 and the High Five at 9 and all those awesome DJs. They always sounded like they were having so much fun. And, you know, I would be calling all the time, trying to win things. And it just, from that age, I was like, you know, I really want to be a DJ on the radio. And I had no idea that the college offered this program. When I first signed up, I was in psychology, you know, because I was like, hey, I can help people. And then it was talking to my friend's daughter, PJ, and we were talking about following dreams. And I told him about my true dream to be a DJ. And he was like, you know what? He's like, there's a radio program at Gulf Coast. And I was like, no. He's like, yes. And so this was in December, right before the spring semester started. And so I went online, and I dropped that world history class. No offense to whoever was going to be my professor. It wasn't you. But I dropped that class, and I signed up for the radio class. I only had like a week or two deadline to get in, and I got in, and here I am now.
And that was the start of it all.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in the field that you look up to or that inspires you to do what you're doing?
Yeah, there is. There's actually a few. There's a few different DJs that I really look up to, and there's a lot of different people that I look up to. But really, when it's in this field, Delilah, a lot of people know her. She's like the radio host. She has like those shows talking about love and advice and relationships. I really connect with that woman. And then some of the DJs we've had here in Panama City, Steve Kramer, Miguel Fuller, Mandy Williamson, Holly O'Connor, they were all on Island 106. And I really look up to those folks.
What do you hope to do after you complete your degree here?
I want to do so many things, honestly. I'm going to have to live a long time. But I want to host a radio show, like on a big station, like, you know, The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne the God. I also would like to have like a studio of my own. I was going to name it HK Studios, where people can come rent out the space and record, like if they've got some tracks they want to record, and then I could help them like edit, make music videos, just like the whole nine yards.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that here?
Wherever the Lord takes me, I'm open to anything, really.
Whenever you initially started at Gulf Coast and decided that you were just going to jump into the radio program, did it meet all your expectations?
Yes, and then some. I mean, there's times it was even overwhelming because it was way more than I expected. Mm-hmm. You know, I honestly kind of expected to be coming in here and just, you know, putting out songs and all that. And there's a lot more to it. There really is. There's way more to being a DJ than just, you know, that was Ironic by Alanis Morissette or whatever. There's way more to it than that. But it's awesome, like, really getting to understand, like, the ins and outs of sound and video and everything. It's really cool, and it's cool to know that, you know, at any age, that your brain can still absorb the information.
They say you never stop learning.
No.
It's what keeps you young.
For real. I believe that.
Is there any advice you would like to give students who are coming to Gulf Coast who may be interested in digital media or the work that you're doing?
What I would say is your number one thing is to always communicate. Communicate with your professors, networking with other classmates and stuff. That's like the number one thing. That's really for any program. Everything will fall into place. And some of the stuff might be a little hard or a little tricky. And that might just be because I'm older. It might be easy for everybody else. But, you know, communication, really, that would be my number one bit of advice. Because that's where I kind of have a hard time, is reaching out. I feel like some of the professors might want to bite my head off. When they really don't, they're awesome. But, yeah, just communicating.
And you mentioned you came here to make a better life for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's absolutely beautiful, really inspirational. So is there any advice you'd give to somebody specifically, like, in your position starting out?
Like somebody like my age?
Yeah, somebody your age, somebody who might be a mom who wants to go to college, or they felt like, you know, they couldn't find the time to do all this.
I would say that you can do it, that do not be afraid. Step out of that comfort zone, because it is really so achievable. This college is full of ambitious, goal-oriented students, and the professors want nothing more than to see you succeed. And so I can say I was afraid. I was scared that, you know, how am I going to compete with people half my age? Am I going to be able to still, you know, absorb this information? Yes. Yes. All yeses. It is not scary. It is something that is completely within your grasp, and do it. Step out of that comfort zone and do it. That's what I would say.
Well, you heard it here from DJ Hello Karen herself. So before we leave, is there anything you'd like to say to the people who may be listening, anywhere they can find you?
Well, first I want to say thank you. And then also, if you're interested in learning more about me, you can follow me. I'm on like every social media platform there is, as far as I know. You can find me on Facebook by searching Hello Karen 850. And then all other social media platforms, just type in DJ Hello Karen and you'll find me.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you later.
Toodaloo.